What's up, y'all? I'm Cole Wetzel, and you're listening to 99.7 DJX.
Cole Wetzel, backstage, Bourbon and Beyond. How are you? Staying out of the heat?
I'm good. We're under the shade now, so I'm drinking some cold beer. I'm doing all right.
So it's funny, some co-workers were looking you up on Wikipedia and stuff like that before I came out here, and they were like, so he's got kind of a grunge country sound. At least that's what Wikipedia says. And so, are you attracting all of the emo grunge chicks when you play your shows? Like what kind of crowd, when you look out, what kind of crowd have you been seeing lately?
Oh, no, I haven't tapped into the emo grunge chicks yet. I don't think they really appreciate what's going on with the music, but no, all the cowgirl country chicks that were probably emo back in high school, they're definitely checking in, man. It's a strange crowd, but we love them, man. They put on for us. So.
Man, what a year you've had.
It's been a lot of fun, man. We've been very blessed, you know. We've been on the road for a while, so just to kind of get to where this is right now, it's really cool.
Co, just the fact that I'm talking to you tells you something, because usually artists don't come to pop until they've sold out.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're getting this mass appeal, exposure and everything, that says something.
Yeah, man, like I said, man, we're really blessed to be here and very thankful. That was something that we've changed. We haven't done really anything different. I think it's just kind of, you know, the team we got behind us and the fans really, really fucking with the music, man. It's been really cool.
Yeah, the fact that the genre itself has gotten so mass appeal this past year. What do you think about the changes in the genre? Is it good? Is it, you kind of like the old way it was? Like what's your thought on how it's evolving?
I think it's great. You know, like you said, country is just such a broad genre now. I don't think you can look at a certain artist or a certain sound and go, oh, that's country, you know, compared to anything else, because there's just so many different genres of country music right now. And going back to our music, I don't know what kind of country you would consider that. I guess country rock. But I think it's great. You know, we're bringing in so many different people that normally wouldn't listen to country music. And I don't know, it's really cool to see. It's really cool to be in the genre as this big change is coming up. And I don't know, it's a lot of cool stuff to come, I think.
When you're out walking around in bars, how many times do people come up and yell, Aquaman?
I ain't got Aquaman yet. It's usually Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, my God, Kenny Powers!
Kenny fucking Powers, man.
Have you seen his new show on the Gold?
The Preachers?
Yes.
I think they just got. I think they just finished recording the new season.
Oh, it is absolutely a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I got to meet up with Walton Goggins the other day. Baby Billy.
Baby Billy.
And so he's great. He's fantastic. And I think he said that they just got done filming. So I can't wait for the new season to come out, man. It's me and my family. We'll get down to Washington, dude, and just laugh for fucking hours.
Oh, it's too much. From a show standpoint, I know The Office is coming back.
Yeah.
I do you have a guilty pleasure, like old school show that you love to catch every now and then?
Man, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. So I'll just throw a Game of Thrones on. I was really in love with Breaking Bad whenever it was out, man. I don't know, you know, stuff like that. I love The Office. I like stuff that I can just put on and just have it in the background, you know, and then sit there for 5 minutes and watch it and remember the entire scene and then come back and do whatever else I was doing. Yeah.
I love it. Co Wetzel, what's your drink of choice?
Right now it's been Casamigos, man. It's been tequila. I know we're here at Bourbon, man, and
that's bourbon country.
Yeah, it's bourbon country for sure. I love my bourbon, but I had to switch it up a little bit and start drinking some tequila. So now I've been on Busch Lights and tequila. Now I'm drinking a Dos Equis, man.
Dos Equis,
I'm like a buffet, alcoholic buffet over here, man.
You know what they say? They say, you know, beer before liquor.
I know it. You know,
you got to watch out.
I know it.
You got to watch out. You've got a current signal that's kind of crossing over to pop right now. What's the future look like for you?
Oh, man, we're just hanging on this roller coaster, you know. We're working on new music. We're already in the works for, I can't say a new record, but we've just been recording music, man, writing a whole lot. So, man, just keep the foot on the pedal, keep going. Not going to change up a whole lot of shit, man. We're just going to keep doing us.
One last question. Do you prefer these types of events with 60,000 people in the stands, or dirty old bars with like 30 dudes that are just rocking out?
I love me a dirty old bar, man. Yeah. I'm a dive bar cat, man. So, yeah, those old joints for sure, man. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, coming out to festivals like this, it's a lot of fun too. But yeah, I like my dive bars, man. Yeah,
for sure. All right, Co Wetzel, thank you, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.